Žena je nastavena prema autoritetima porodični život pruža zadovoljstvo ne samo nama lično, već i svim predsima, polubogovima, velikim mudrancima, svetim ličnostima i svim drugima. Tako je porodični život blagotvoran. Smisao. Prema vesnom sistemu, kada se rodimo u ovom materijalnom svijetu, imamo mnogo obaveza. Imamo obaveze prema polubogovima, polubogovima sunca, mjeseca, kralju Indri, Varuni itd. Pošto oni obezbeđuju sve što je potrebno za život. Toplotu, svjetlost, vodu i sve druge prirodne pogodnosti primamo milošću polubogova. Također imamo obaveze prema našim predsima, koji smo dali ovo tijelo, očinski posjet, inteligenciju, društvo, prijateljstvo i ljubav. Slično tome, obavezni smo javnosti za politiku i sociologiju, a također i nižnim životinjama kao što su koni, krave, magarci, psi i mačke. Na taj način, čim se rodimo u materijalnom svijetu kao ljudsko biće, imamo toliko mnogo obaveza i primorani smo da se za sve to odužimo. Ako se ne odužimo, dali se zapričamo u procesu rađenja i umiranja. Međutim, grih pameti, koji je previše odano prijatnim stvarima, ne zna da se odmahost odlađa svih obaveza prema drugima, ako jednostavno uzme utočište od odnosu iz toga svog funde. Na nesreću, grih pameti su uopšte ne zadano za svjesno slišnje. Vladno zračno izjavljaju, Matirna Krišne, ali tak se to uva, mi povi pa djeta gdje kad vratanam, Bhagavatam 7.5.30. Griha vrata je isto što i griha medi. Onaj ko smatra seks s najvišim zadovoljstvom nalazi da je djelovanje u svjesnosti Krišne zbunjujuće. Bilo zbog svog ličnog shvatanja ili zbog toga što je prihvatio putstva ili savjeta drugih, postaje odan seksu i ne može djelovati u svjesnosti Krišne.
Thank you. Pitri devachi madhyanam bhutanam atmanasah semyam padanti sharanam bhavismi yat grihashramah. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitya Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Prasarine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Bhaskatyare Shatarine Jaya Shri Vishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Garada Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The woman continued, according to authorities, the household life is pleasing not only to oneself, but to all the forefathers, demigods, great sages, saintly persons and everyone else. A householder life is thus beneficial.
Žena je nastavila.
Yes.
Prema autoritetima, porodični život pruža zadovoljstvo ne samo osobi lično, već i svim predsima, polubogovima, velikim mudracima, svetim ličnostima i svim drugima. Tako je porodični život blagotvoran.
Now, should we maybe all have tomorrow morning a big marriage ceremony for all the devotees in the temple? Just everyone should marry. What do you think?
Ali bi morali jutri se da izvesti veliko ceremonijo, ženitvena ceremonijo za vse bake v templju. Kaj mislite?
No, but you are married. No, Dhananjaya says no. Gopal, what do you say?
Must.
It's not important. It's not. It's not. Must not be. It is not a must. Avadutta, what do you think? It says here, According to authorities, the householder life is pleasing not only to oneself, but to the forefathers, and even great sages, saintly persons. Vishnupad will be pleased.
This is Shabrava, this is the same group. This is speech from the Grihamena.
Yes. So, this is not really... the one who speaks here is motivated by materialistic interests. It's the woman who wants to marry Ranjana to have an extensive material life. The process of Krishna consciousness, however, is based on renunciation of material life. Now in a householder life, or sorry, in a griha, let us say in a materialistic married life, the path of renunciation is simply not possible. There's a big knot of attachment between the man and the woman, which forms. And from there, the attachment grows to the sons or the children, to the house, to money, to maintain everything, to relatives, and so on and so forth. And with such extended attachments, there's no time and no place for the attachment to the Lord Mukunda, who frees one from material life. And also, if you lead a marriage life in Krishna consciousness, if you are not a very mature spiritual person, there can be many obstacles. It takes mental energy, and for most of the marriages who will need an apartment and so on, also money and endeavor to of maintenance to lead even a Krishna conscious marriage life.
Takšno družinsko življenje zahteva veliko mentalne, umske energije in za tiste, ki bodo imeli svoje stanovanje, tudi velik napor in denar, spomnim celo v zavesti Krišne.
It takes so much of that energy that Prabhupada said there's the Griha, the Brahmacharis have 100% chance, the Grihastas 50%. To return back to Godhead.
To vzame toliko energije, da šele Prabhupada dejal, da je na Brahmačari 100% šanse, Grihasta pa 50% šanse, da se vrne nazaj v Mahaprabhu.
However, and this is a big however,
vendar pa, in to je velik vendar pa,
if you do not understand this however, it could well be that your spiritual life gets ruined.
Če vi ne boste razumeli ta vendar pa, potem se zelo lahko zgodi, da uničite svoje duhovno življenje.
If after living a brahmachari life and getting trained, you cannot feel natural or safe, then it would be suicidal if you remain a false brahmachari or false brahmacharini.
Če potem, ko ste brahmačari in se izurite in potem se ne počutite gotove in mirne, potem bi bilo samomorilsko, če bi ostali lažni brahmačari in lažna brahmačarini.
Yes, because you would feel so unsatisfied in your particular ashram that you would look most properly for pleasures outside of Krishna consciousness.
Ker bi lahko vznemirjeni in nezadovoljni v tej ashrami, kateri ste, da bi najbolj verjetno iskali čudno zadovoljstvo zunaj zavesti Krishna.
And possibly fall back into material life.
In možno, zelo možno padne nazaj v materialno življenje.
Yes. There are statistical numbers like this. So therefore, a devotee in Krishna consciousness is first, in his first years in Krishna consciousness, advised to live the brahmachari and brahmacharini life. And after having worked, so to say, hard to understand and live this Krishna conscious life, then he will see which ashram fits best to him. And the 50% chance for the Grihastha can also become 100% chance if the Grihastha engages himself or makes the service of his spiritual master and Krishna the center of his life or her life. I think what you can understand from this, all of this, is that in both cases, either brahmachari life or grihastha life, Krishna consciousness is a very serious thing.
Kar pa lahko razumete iz teh obeh primerov, namreč brahmačari življenje in grihastha življenje za isti Krišne, je v obeh primerih to življenje zelo resno.
It requires deep thought.
In zahteva globok premislek.
And great seriousness.
In veliko resnost.
See, when I come to the Ljubljana train station, and I want to go to Heidelbergu. Then it's not enough if I just sit in the train station. Or if I jump on the railway. Yeah. No, I must find the proper train. And situate myself in there. So when we come in Krishna consciousness, we also should find the right, the right service and the right ashram. Best is brahmachari and brahmacharini.
Najboljši je brahmachari in brahmacharini. Mm.
So much for this. I now wanted to describe a little bit more in our seminar, which started yesterday. Unfortunately, not all of you could come, but today we are all here. I wanted to continue with some very important subject matters for the lives of the devotees. Yes. Yesterday we were discussing the question, how is it possible that someone who used to be so materially conditioned could now be engaged and the platform of spiritual life. And the answer was given that this is possible by the self-manifestating potency of bhakti. In other words, bhakti comes from bhakti and not from karma or jnana. That means good deeds, even pious deeds, and knowledge. And specifically, we can obtain it by coming in contact with those who have bhakti already in their heart, so that bhakti can come from bhakti. The Lord therefore has invested His Svakripa Shakti. Svakripa Shakti means His own mercy potency within the devotee. And in this way bhakti comes to us. Bhakti comes from bhakti. Not from anything else. Now, the contact with the devotee can appear in many different ways. For instance, in a conscious way, or also in an unconscious way. In other words, one meets a devotee and buys a book or some bliss burger from him, and in this way has contact over the devotee with Krishna. Yes. So, we have discussed this point at length yesterday, and if you are interested to hear, you can ask the devotees who were there, or listen to the tape recordings. Today I want to discuss what happens actually if someone has bhakti in his heart. Srila Prabhupada once said if a potent man and a healthy woman come together, there must be a son. Or some pregnancy. In the same way, if we are receiving this bhakti energy in our heart, then there will be a result. It is described that that by contact with the devotees, a plant is implanted in the field of our heart. That is the plant of the bhakti lata beach, or the seed for devotional service. Now here it gets a little technical. Because each one of us is originally Krishna conscious being. You cannot say there is no Krishna consciousness up until the moment you meet devotees.
Krishna.
There is Krishna there in everyone's heart.
Krishna je na vzorčku srcu samom.
Even the chetnik. Yeah. Or, you know, the Tsigoinen of, you know, the Andrei Milosevic or whoever, you know. But that Krishna consciousness can only be revived if the plant of Krishna consciousness, which is, or if the seed of Krishna consciousness is growing. Like Madhvacharya says, you have to find the treasure in your of bhakti in your heart. And it's only possible if you develop Krishna consciousness. Yes, if this bhakti lata bija begins to grow. Now, it is described, as a plant grows, two leaves appear. One is called klesha gni. That means that which destroys suffering. And the other is shubhada, that means all kinds of auspicious circumstances. But this leaf only grows, or this plant can only grow if you have faith. There are sometimes people meeting devotees, but they have no faith. And they reject the process of Krishna consciousness. And the devotee will not come that the bhakti energy enters into his heart. This person's heart. Though there are two types of faith. One is faith in what the people say. I want to give you a practical example. Sometimes in India, people say, in this tree there is a ghost. Yes, duh. And the person goes by this tree. The duh, the duh, the duh. You know, he's getting fully in the duh consciousness. When I was a child, I was once in the movie The Snake Man. And it was about a man who drank something, you know, and then he turned into a snake and attacked others and sometimes killed them. So I remember as a child I had to go from the cinema to a shumi, a forest, to you know, so that I could take my rest. And I thought about 1,000 snake men in that one forest. Yeah, snake man, how do you say?
Človek kače.
Slovek kače, yes. Slovene.
Človek.
As a Slovek. Sounds almost like the Slovensky. It was suffering. Why? There, a certain impression had been created in the movie, in the mind. And it remained there. So this is what happens if you have faith in what the ordinary people say. They will say, you are in a sect. Oh, I'm in a sect. Snake men. It's everywhere. Or other things. You must marry to be happy, otherwise you have not a success in your life. And you can only go back to Godhead if you have a good insurance. There are many, many of such things, which are called faith is generated in some material things by the impressions which we have from what the people say. And then there is the other type of faith, Shastra Shraddha, which is the faith in the Holy Scripture. And in what the saints say, the devotees say. If we do not manage to change our faith from Lokiki Shraddha to Shastra Shraddha, it will be very difficult for us to advance and see that the bhakti, that this plant grows. Therefore, it is very important in the beginning of Krishna consciousness to ask questions. To really clarify all doubts in the Shastras and in what the devotees say. If you do not do this work in the beginning of Krishna consciousness, you will never be able to be free from the first type of Shraddha. You know the Shraddha into what the materialists say. So now, if you properly engage in the process of bhakti, this plant will grow from the seed which you have obtained by the contact with devotees. And suffering is destroyed. Now, what do you think is suffering? What is suffering for you? No prasadam.
When the mind is in a not good condition.
Yes, that's suffering. What else? What do you consider suffering?
Kali, maybe the pain.
On a false ego.
Then you are on the false ego. What is this in Slovenian, Avaduta? Nalajnam ego. Yes. Moksha Rupi, what is suffering?
The three kleshas of material nature.
The three kleshas of material nature, what are they? Avaduta, do you have to translate? It is translation time. Yes. Yes. You can say it. Why don't you speak in the microphone of Avaduta? Then he doesn't have to. Then he can make a little rest.
Potem to so te trpljenje, ki prihajajo od umenosti lesa,
potem trpljenje, ki prihaja od drugih živih, tudi trpljenje, ki prihaja od naravne okoliščine.
Yes. Srila, all of you had very nice answers. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti takes from Patanjali's Yoga Sutras five sufferings, and you will see that they are very, very scientific.
Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti iz Yoga Sutra Patanjali vzel pet vrst trpljenja in so zelo znanstvene.
The first was actually mentioned by our, do not know your name, but Tomice, our Tomice, yes, Tomas. The first cause of suffering is ignorance. It means specifically when in your mind you mistake what is impermanent to be permanent. You think material life is all. You think what causes misery causes bliss. Yeah, some people think smoking is important. You think what is impure, that is pure. And you think what is not the self, that's the body and the mind, that is the self. Such is the first type of ignorance which is destroyed when bhakti grows. A materialist will never understand this. For him, it is not possible to understand what is or why someone should live a spiritual life. Because for him, material life is everything. Yesterday I met someone who was in our concert in the big hall. Did we have 2 years ago a big concert? Is it possible?
Yes.
3 years ago. Where was it? Which hall?
Yes. Kodelyovo.
Yes?
Kodelyovo.
Kodelyovo, yes. In the Kodelyovo hall. And he said, it really touched my heart. And I always wanted to come in contact again with you, but it took me 3 years. Why, I asked, this I cannot understand. Why didn't you come next day and inquire further, buy books, get a japa mala maybe, or you know, get going? And he said, you know, it's Slovenia. I'm in the concept that I have to work hard. This is life. I work in two jobs. During the day in some fabrička, and in the night I'm the disc jockey. This is a good example of someone who mistakes the material life, the impermanent, with the permanent. He invests all his energy into material life and does not culture his eternal life.
ne kultivira svojega večnega življenja.
This is ignorance, I told him.
In jaz sem rekel, to je nevednost.
You must change something.
Ti moraš nekaj spremeniti.
And he said, yes. See, because I'm also getting, you know, when I'm now where I've seen the devotees the second time, I also get the feeling that one job is enough. Now we come to the second cause of misery. Peter has identified it theoretically. It's a false ego. You have a bodily conception of yourself. And a strong sense of I and mine projected into the material body.
In močan čut za jaz in moje projicirano na materialno telo.
You understand this idea of projection?
Ne razumete to idejo o projekciji?
Just like the light might be projected on the stupa,
tako se luč mogoče se tako projicira na steber.
Although if someone who is in false ego, he projects his sense of I-ness and my-ness into the body and the mind.
Če pa to na lažnem ego, potem on projicira svoje jasno in majstvo na telo in na um.
But the light is in the light bulb.
The luč je v žarnici.
Or in the fire.
Ali pa v ognju.
In reality it's not in the pillar.
Svetlova v realnosti ni v stebru.
So the eye is not in the body.
Oko tudi ni v telesu.
Not the eye. The eye is in the body, but the eye.
Yes.
Yes, the yes. There's not in the body and in the mind, but it's somewhere else. There's a very nice song in this connection. I don't live here anymore. Mail comes in my mailbox.
Pošta pride v moj poštni predal.
Letters, phone calls into my phone.
In klici pride v moj telefon.
But I don't live here anymore.
Ampak jaz ne živim več tukaj.
The song means you are no longer interested in this false concept of me and mine.
Ta pesma meni, da tebe več ne zanima ta lažni koncept, jaz sem moja.
Jaz sem sluga!
Jaz sem sluga.
Of Krishna.
Krishna sluga.
I have nothing.
Jaz nijem ničesar.
But I am the property of Krishna.
Tebe sem jaz, vlastnina Krishna.
Oh, such a relief if you can feel like this.
O, kakšno olajšati, če tako čutiš.
You feel so happy.
Čutim, da se tako sreči.
You don't live any longer in the house of torture, the false ego.
Ne živite več v mužnici lažnega
ega. Third cause of suffering is raga or attachment.
Tretji vzrok trpenja je raga ali navezanost.
It manifests in the desire to obtain material happiness and decrease material suffering.
Kaže pa se v želji za povečanje materialnih stvari in za zmanjšanje materialnih bit.
This material fire is like, or attachment, is like a strong fire.
Ta materialna navezanost je podobna močnemu ognju.
Like a fever.
Kot temperatura, če imamo.
Which burns away the healthy cells.
Ki se žiga zdrave celice.
Attachment is not a enjoyment but a suffering.
Navezanost ni uživanje, ampak trpljenje.
You know, sometimes people say, oh, I have fallen in love, how nice.
Čas ljudje pravi, oh, jaz sem se zaljubil.
I feel like a young boy again. It gives me so much sense of meaning. I'm so energetic now. They don't know this attachment is a cause of great suffering. Oh, I lost my beloved. Or I have to work now 24 hours a day, you know, already 3 children are there. And she looked at another man. I saw it and my friend also saw it. And you know, the song of the frustrated lover. If you are free and you are not with attachment, you are free from suffering. The fourth and fifth causes of suffering I will just mention. They are aversion to something. Aversione. This is called dvesha. And avinivesha is total absorption in material consciousness. That's the fifth. So, these are the sufferings which go away when you are in Krishna consciousness. Avidya, ignorance, asmita, false ego, raga, attachment, dvesha, aversion, and avinivesha, that is absorption in material consciousness. Attachment, aversion, absorption. Are you free from all these causes of suffering, if I may ask? Do you feel then something is wrong in your bhakti? The plant is not growing healthy. The leaf is not coming. What are you doing wrong? This is a scandal. You are in this movement, but you are not experiencing bhakti. You must change something. Today! This is a revolution. Our Lumbiana temple will change. We all will become free from suffering. Because the bhakti lata grows healthy. I'm sorry for saying this. He's only day. But anyways, I'm only here for a few days, so I can say things. So, what I wanted to express is the following, Prabhus. We have this great chance to experience a change in our heart. And by patient cultivation of Krishna conscious life, we will change. I want to say what will come. That's the second leaf. In the scriptures it is said, Bhaktir Parishanu Bhavo Viraktiya Anyatra Chayesha Trika Eka Kala. It means, by the regular execution of Krishna consciousness, three things will come. Bhakti, we are speaking about this, this plant will grow up. Direct experience of Krishna. We all have a certain experience of Krishna. By Krishna, this particular something special. Isn't it? We all have these experiences where we know. Oh, thank you very much, Krishna, that you arranged this. That is the starting of direct experience. It's still a little indirect, but it's an experience of Krishna. And Bhakti is also the third effect of Bhakti, that is, you lose your interest in material life. And this comes in a natural way. When I said revolution, I didn't mean that we go, that we ride on a dhoti or zari. We want freedom from suffering, and we go through the temple. We want freedom from suffering. We want freedom from suffering. Maya, no thank you. Maya, no thank you. It doesn't mean that. It's a natural development. Just like when you eat, after some, there will be three reactions. First, you will obviously feel some taste in the mouth. Then you will feel nourished, strong, huh? And then finally you will feel full. And have no other interest in eating any longer, even if Chiasha cooks her famous pizzas. Yeah. No, we say thank you. It's enough. So in the same way, you will have you will experience bhakti, a direct experience of Krishna, and a detachment from everything else. And 12 very auspicious things will happen. You will have duvishaya vaitrishna, that means a disinterest in material activities. You will get a Bhagavad Vishaya Satrishna, that means so much interest in Krishna. Just like you are now interested maybe in Prajapa. No, not now, before, when you came to Krishna consciousness. Now no one is interested in this any longer. Except one or two maybe, but anyway. So what I want to say is, the interest is, what is this Krishna? Then Anakulya, you will embrace everything which is favorable for the Krishna conscious development. And you will feel kripa. Today I have to show someone, inform someone about Krishna, otherwise my life is not successful. You want to be merciful. And then, Shama, you will forgive others. A cuckoo becomes beautiful by making his cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo.
Kukavica postane lepa svojim kukanjem.
Kukanu, yes. A woman becomes beautiful by her bodily features.
Ženska postane lepa svojim telesnimi obeležji.
A man becomes beautiful by knowledge.
Мъжки постане лип с знание.
And the devotee becomes beautiful by what?
Бхакта постане лип с чи?
Bhakti. Huh? Humbleness. Humbleness. Yes, all your answers are certainly correct, but here it is said by forgiveness.
Да, наши вторые сопровождения, но тут решено отпущено, отпущено.
We must be able to say whatever happened, happened.
Можем быть возможны да речемо, что се случило, то се случило.
We must forgive other devotees for their if they have done mistakes.
Други бахти можем отпустити, че са наредили бахти.
Not that 5 years ago you said I am a rascal. I still have not forgotten. This is not forgiveness. You must practice forgiveness. But it comes by bhakti. This is my point. You know, everything what I'm describing now, it will come. And also what was said, humility is also one of these symptoms. Yasyasti bhakti bhagavat yakinchana. You know the shloka. By executing Krishna consciousness, all the good qualities appear in the heart of a devotee. So this is what we want to there is someone who is on the mental, on the material platform, he cannot have any good qualities. Like Kamsa. Kamsa said to Vasudev, oh, I won't kill your children because only the 8th child will be dangerous for me. The prophecy said, I will die by him.
No, kot kamsa rekel Vasudev, da bom ubil tvoj otrok, ki bi šele 8. otrok bo nevaren za mene.
But then the next, within the next few days, he killed all the children. Because he's on the platform of the mind. Sometimes this, sometimes that. Yes. So you all start to look full. When looking into your faces, it seems you have taken a strong doses of, you know, hearing now, and I will end here. One should know when to stop. It's a good point also to start, because tomorrow we will hear. Tomorrow is the day. Tomorrow we will hear the different faiths through which a devotee goes in his spiritual development. Some, it is very helpful for devotional life. And very sympathetic also. We will have sympathy for our own lives and other lives and Krishna consciousness. So, do you have any questions so far?
Spoke about this one friend of Krishna who needed 3 years to be understood actually that maybe 2 jobs are not so good and
yes,
only one. Sometimes we see that under devotees also these trap of activities is arising, and then only the service, but not the inner life of the devotee is counting any longer. And so how actually we can get for our own life daily impulses to come out of this trap.
Govori se o istem človeku, ki je imel dve službi. No in včasih je tudi lahko vidijo v to past. Samo delajo, samo službo cel dan, pozabijo na svoje notranje življenje. No in kako, kaj se trudite urediti, da bi se izogibali te pasti v delu življenja, kaj je praktično?
It is good to do service.
Dobro je, če delamo službo.
But some don't know what service really means. It means to think of the person. You are serving. Otherwise it might be a disturbance. Imagine you are sitting down to eat and then someone, you know, just throws the food on the table. It goes out.
Razmislite si, da vidite, recimo jeste, in potem nekdo pride in samo vrže hrano pred vas in pride.
He brings food and it's cold.
Prinese hrano, ki je hladno.
And it's not service.
To ni služba.
Some mechanical activity, which is not really, you know, it is not pleasing.
Samo na kakšna mehanična aktivnost, ki se ne zadovoljuje.
You know, when you are in the rest, say you go to the restaurant, to the gostilna, don't do it. But, you know, let us say someone goes to the gostilna.
Recimo, da kdo gre v gostilno.
And you know, then the waiter comes.
Then pride na tatek.
What do you want? And then, you know, finally he comes. You're so hungry. And then he comes, you know, when he comes, the soup just goes into your, you know, pullover. You like. That's not service. It makes it makes your heart break. You know, so this is when we want to serve Krishna, we must think of Krishna. My dragi Gospodin! Gospod, oh. And do it for him. And if we want to do something for my dragi Gospod, we must know what this Gospod is. We must hear about him. Otherwise we will lose interest. And we will be just mechanical workers. With a heart of stone. Therefore, the inner life is important. Otherwise you will be the man without the heart, who falls into the dust. Yes.
Večkrat smo omenili, da si ne smemo želeti vzpodbuditelje. Čeprav se za nekaj podavanje stalno govoriti, se moramo vzpodbuditi. Cilj duhovnega življenja je, da se skupimo materialnega sveta. Ne smemo pa si želeti vzpodbuditelje.
He said that one should not desire liberation, but in the lectures it is emphasized that we should gain liberation from material life.
Yes. Very good question. Please hear. There are different stages of bhakti. These stages are called mishra or mixed bhakti. And then there is prema bhakti, or bhakti which is performed out of love. Now Mishra Bhakti always has a little mixed interest. And it depends on the different types of mixture, what that interest is. If a devotee is a little influenced by the mode of ignorance, he will not be able to live with others. Sometimes we have people who have an interest in Krishna consciousness, but they just can't live in the temple. They are almost violent. Always quarrel. Always have problems with others. I cannot live with this. I cannot live with him. Always these mentality problems keep, from morning to evening. Someone who is in the mode whose bhakti is mixed with rajagun, with passion. He wants all this recognition in his heart. When will I be recognized? When will others say, Doba, Doba, Doba?
When will they actually
Doba, Doba, Doba? Dobre or Doba?
You are Doba?
Yeah.
You do Doba.
Oh, that's too complicated. then we come to the devotee in the mode of goodness. The bhakti is still mixed. And he wants freedom from misery. Many times if you ask people who come to Krishna consciousness, why did you come? They will say, I was suffering. But that's not really bhakti. Where is the Godaspodi, the Godaspoda in all of this?
Gospod.
Never learned this. Gospod, huh? Where is the Gospod? Where is Krishna in all of this? We want to please Krishna. So what our ghost has said, what our guest has said, is true. Sometimes it's emphasized in the lecture to come to that one should become liberated from sufferings and material existence. But I see, if you do not come from the lower two modes, at least to goodness, then it will be very difficult for you to develop bhakti. If you cannot say, I have had enough, now I surrender to Krishna, your surrender most probably will never come. I want to give you a practical example from what Srila Prabhupada said once to a disciple which we will like very much. That is, disciple said, Prabhupada, I think I will stay in this material world to preach. Birth after birth, I just want to help the conditioned souls. I don't want liberation. Prabhupada said, you are not so advanced. You should want to go back home, back to Godhead. Otherwise you will come back again and again and go in material life. Now, the goal of Krishna consciousness is to become totally purified. And come to, actually I said, come to Shuddha Bhakti. From Mishra to Shuddha Bhakti. Shuddha means pure. Mishra means mixed, huh? But we will only do this if we want to, you know, finish our unglorious drama here in this world. So therefore, because most of the listeners are not yet pure devotees, some are, but not most of them. Therefore, this is sometimes stressed. But Krishna consciousness really means I just want to do what Krishna wants. That's the zeal. A devotee doesn't even mind to be born in this world. Because even if he is in the world, he is not in the world. He is with Krishna. Even in the, on the hellish planets. He is not afraid of material existence. He doesn't want liberation. He is with
Krishna.
What more could he want? Let me just see. Nandi Mukhi.
How much are we given on this
Krishna. Yes. If our senses are not purified, we are most probably not able. Then we will just have a little imagination. The example has been given when you have a green jackfruit, not mature jackfruit, just some fruit, you know. You could also say a green mango. Now if you have a stick and you beat it, it might appear to be soft. But it is not mature. So, if you just, you know, say, I saw Krishna. Like the pure devotee. That is most probably not the case, because you still have to mature. But you can experience Krishna's mercy. Isn't it? Such a mercy that we are in Krishna consciousness. Now when we have a nice experience in Krishna consciousness while we are preaching or giving something of Krishna consciousness to someone, we can have an experience of Krishna's mercy.
Imamo skušnjo milosti Krišne, kadar izkušamo to milost in damo tudi damo drugim zares Krišne.
When we eat Bimala Prasadam, that is Krishna's mercy.
In kadar jemo, Bimala Prasadam, to je milost Krišne.
Many things when we can experience Krishna's mercy. And that's also an experience of Krishna. If you get a letter from someone, you may not see him and shake his hand, but that's from the person. Isn't it you are so happy when you receive a letter from, let us say, a dear God, sister, Pope, and said, yes, you feel connected. So Krishna sends us His mercy. Every day. We should take the letter. Sometimes we just don't see it. That's a problem. Good. I will only give a very short answer now because we want to come to the end. Our Girinayaka. Right? Yes, please.
It's about Gaudapada's connection in this context.
Yes.
This inner life.
What does it mean?
Yeah.
Never thought about it.
I thought about it, but I don't know how
it is. Inner life is a new term which is coined. You could also say remembrance of Krishna. And that is only possible if you hear nicely about Krishna and chant nicely about Krishna. So the inner life means actually it comes when we hear and chant nicely, and it manifests in our remembrance of smaranam, shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, when we remember Krishna always.
Manifestira pa se naše spominjanje na Krishna, pa se vedno spominjamo na Krishna.
We could exchange inner life with the term smaranam.
Lahko bi zamenjali ta pojem,
I think that is much better because these words, inner life and so on, they sometimes mean something, you know, they are coined, these phrases are coined by actually poets or of this world. They don't express the right Krishna consciousness subject. But anyways, it's a nice poetic description. Inner life, it means outer life, and inner life, it's nice word.
Isn't that the worship between the millions now?
Let us keep to our own words. So, thank you very much for your attendance. Come please tomorrow. Tomorrow, I think, is the most important day of our lectures.
Yeah,
could be said.
In prosim vas pridite jutri, lahko bi rekli, da bi finala pomembna dan v naši diskusiji.
Come well rested.
Pridite dobro spočiti.
We had yesterday a very nice program in Novogorica. I want to thank all the devotees who helped in putting up this wonderful program very much. I dreamt the whole night of preaching. I was visiting people and cultivating them in Krishna consciousness in my dreams. It was such a good event. Oh. Although there were vampires in the Kultuni Domski.
Yeah. In ten sens jenom mám sáně o těm, kteří vidím, to obyskujem lidí, kteří vidím, kteří vidím za jistěšně. In Deus do Kof, stále je to lepo drámo, že pro osoby, kteří vám víry.
But male, male, small vampire, nothing shocking, not so shocking. Sila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Sri Gauri.